This video is going to contain everything you need to know about personal growth, self-improvement, and manifestation. I'm going to lay out to you the 6 levels that will take you from complete survival mode to God mode, where you feel like you're in constant flow, getting whatever you want, you're the luckiest person in the world, everything works out for you perfectly, you don't have to put in any effort, you can just live your life and everything is going to align for you perfectly. It's really important that you listen to this entire video, maybe take some notes and leave them in the comments, because if you skip any of these levels, you could potentially be holding yourself back, and it's going to teach you how to identify where you're at in this journey and what you actually need to get to the next level. Because there's so much advice out there, there's so many different videos, but the problem is different advice applies to people in different levels. So not everything is actually going to help you. Some things that you're watching right now could actually be holding you back because you're not applying what you need to apply at the specific level that you're at. Of course, if you feel like you've made a lot of progress on your own, but you want to work with me to get to that next level, you can check out the link in my description for all my self-improvement resources. So let's get right into it. I actually had to write all of this down because I had to put some thought into it. Like, this is the journey that I personally went through. It could be a little bit different for you. You may resonate with some things I say, but not everything, and that's okay. Remember, when you're going through this journey, you have to listen to your deep internal knowing. If anything I say feels off to you, that's okay. You don't have to necessarily apply that thing. Only take what feels good and natural and brings you peace and clarity. Like, as you're learning and as you're growing, when you hear new information, it should feel like a relief. It should feel like you know something that makes you feel more peaceful and more calm. If anything I say brings you anxiety, then it's probably not meant for you right now. So everyone that begins their journey usually begins at a level zero. The level zero of manifestation is literally complete survival mode. You are a victim of your reality. Honestly, a lot of children start off in this level because they actually are a victim of their situation. Like, their parents pretty much create their life, their environment pretty much dictates how their life is going to go, right? But when you get to a certain age, that's when you're actually able to start having an impact on your own life, right? The problem is that a lot of people stay at this level. They don't realize that they can ascend levels, and they think that they're always going to be a victim of their reality. So at level zero, you are a victim of your reality. You're pretty much responding to whatever you see around you. Your happiness and your joy is completely dependent on the people around you. It's completely dependent on how others treat you. It's completely dependent on your environment. You have no control over your emotions. You have no control over how you react to things. You're in a reactive state. So you're not actually creating anything, you're just reacting to every single thing around you. In this level, you're totally unaware. You're basically like a robot. You're basically like a non-playing character. If you've ever played video games, you know that, like, there's the character that's playing the game, and then there's like the bots in the game that don't have real lives or personalities. They just play a certain role and they just react to the environment, and they're there for the purpose of entertaining the game players. So at this point, you're a bot. You're a Sims character. You're not actually really intelligent in the sense that you don't create your reality. That doesn't mean you're stupid. By no means does that mean you're stupid. It just means that you don't have that level of intelligence to where you can create your own reality. And that's when you move on to level one. Usually what moves you from level zero to level one is hitting a breaking point. You hit your rock bottom. It's like whenever you speak to a drug addict, right? You ask them, oh, what made you want to stop doing drugs? They'll usually tell you that they hit their rock bottom. Something happened, they lost their family, they lost their jobs, they were living on the street, they did something horrible that they regret. Some situation brought them to their rock bottom, their lowest point, where they were triggered to finally awaken and finally want to go to the next level and want to better their lives and not stay as a victim of their reality anymore. So that's usually what's gonna get you from level zero to level one. It can be different for different people. Obviously, it doesn't have to be so extreme as you being homeless. It can be something very subtle that happens in your relationships. Maybe you've just had one too many toxic relationships and that final relationship just finally hit you as your rock bottom and you realize you have to change your energy and you have to change your mindset. Maybe it's something with your career where you realize that you've been working at all these jobs that don't value you and you finally worked at that last job where that last boss finally told you something and disrespected you that just finally hit the rock bottom for you and you were like, all right, I'm no longer working for someone else. I want to work at a job that brings me joy. So this can be different for everyone. That's when you're going to move on to level one. This is where you actually become aware of how unaware you are. This is where you realize that you're not just a victim. You also have some responsibility. There's something more that you're not aware of, right? This is where you realize that you need to learn more about yourself. You need to learn more about life. You need to learn more about your career or about your relationships. You realize that you don't have to be a victim of your reality. You realize that there's actually other options for you. And this is where you enter the knowledge-seeking phase. This is where you start consuming content, reading books, seeking advice. This is where your mind goes from being like a solid rock to almost breaking down a little bit, right? There's some room to absorb. There's some room to look at things from a different perspective. This is where your mind starts to open up to the possibility that, hey, wait, maybe I can create my reality. Maybe there is something that I can do to improve my life. It doesn't mean that what I experienced was my fault, but it means that I did play a certain part, and that means that I can change that role and manifest something differently. So this is the beginning of the self-empowerment journey. And that's when you move on to level two. This is where you've been learning so much information. You keep watching videos about this topic, about either improving your relationships, earning more money, manifesting what you want. And all these videos keep saying the same thing. You feel like you're looking for that answer. You're looking for that secret code. You're looking for the next best tip. You're looking for more information, but you're starting to realize that there is no other new information right now. Like, there's nothing else for you to learn. In fact, it's too much information. Now it's like information overload. You literally just don't know what to do with all this information. So this is where you start to activate your discipline, right? This is where you realize, okay, I can't just understand how to change my life. I actually have to put things into practice. I actually have to take physical actions to change something about myself. I can't just learn all these things about nutrition and about what foods are good for me. I have to actually start eating them. I can't just learn about manifestation. I have to actually start practicing the affirmations and the visualizations and the subconscious reprogramming techniques. I can't just learn about communication and relationships. I actually have to put it into practice when I'm in the relationship and I need to communicate something. I can't just think about it anymore. Now I have to actually do something with that information. So in this level, this is where you're going to start building confidence through discipline. So you're going to start convincing yourself through your actions that, okay, not only do I understand these things, but I can actually create a physical change in my reality through doing something, through taking some kind of action on this information. So this is where you start to build that physical self-esteem, where you realize like, wow, I can actually change my life. All I have to do is take aligned actions. All I have to do is do the things I need to do, do the things that the advice was telling me to do, and now I've changed my life, right? I've leveled up. That's when you're going to move on to level 3. This is where you're going to start to realize that discipline is no longer the answer. Because you've mastered discipline at level 2. So now it feels like the more that you do, the worse that you feel. It feels like you're doing all the right things, but you're not seeing the same results anymore. It seems like you hit your point where like you just can't progress any further, and then you start getting frustrated with yourself because you're not seeing any results where before you could do the smallest action and you would see results, right? Because you were mastering that discipline, but now discipline is not the answer. Action is not the answer anymore. This is where you struggle the most with like anxiety and burnout and fatigue, because you're doing so much but you're not getting any results, and you think you have to keep doing more because that's what used to work for you, but now it's not working for you anymore because it's time for you to move up. A lot of people get stuck on this level because they get so stuck at having to take action, and then they don't realize that they need to keep moving along their journey, right? Discipline is not going to take you everywhere you want to go. It's just one part of the journey, right? It's the foundation for the journey. So this is where you might have like a literal mental breakdown. I know for me, like this level was so annoying because it seems like the more that I was doing, the more effort I was putting in, the less results I was getting. And it was honestly very annoying because I didn't know how to move forward, right? And that's where you move on to level 4. The thing that's going to take you from level 3 to level 4 is realizing that actions don't matter. It doesn't matter what you're doing, it matters how you feel about what you're doing. So this is where you have to be more intentional about your actions. It's not about taking action anymore. It's about your energy. It's about your emotions. This is where the law of attraction teachings will come in. This is where spirituality starts to come in, because it's no longer physical accomplishments, right? It's no longer manifesting on the physical plane through taking action. Now you have to work on the spiritual plane. Now you have to work on the mental plane. You have to work on your emotions. You have to work on emotional discipline. You have to work on controlling your thoughts and controlling your mind. This is the step where most people teach. This is the step where most manifestation content is going to be talking about. So that's why a lot of people will actually not be helped by this step, because they haven't mastered discipline yet. And so on this level 4, where it's all about spirituality, it's all about mental discipline, it's all about building your faith and connecting with your intuition and understanding like what actions to take in the right moment that's actually going to get you somewhere, this is where a lot of people will advise. And so if you haven't mastered discipline, this isn't going to help you, right? Because you're going to hear like people telling you, oh, only do things if it feels right. Follow your intuition. But your intuition cannot really speak to you at that level, at a level 2, because you haven't mastered discipline. And so it's going to be very hard for you to understand what is your intuition actually telling you versus what is your undisciplined body and mind trying to get you to do to stay lazy, right? Because your mind is going to convince you to stay comfortable. So there's a difference between your brain trying to keep you comfortable and staying in the same place versus your intuition telling you that, okay, this is not the action you need to take right now. It's not going to help you. That is why I tell you, you can't skip these steps. You can move through these steps in a second, right? You can go from level 0 to level 6 in 30 seconds if you do through the mental process, but you have to acknowledge each step. You can't just skip one and then not master the teachings from the previous step, because it's building that foundation for you to actually be in your God mode, for you to actually be in flow and manifesting whatever it is that you want instantaneously. So in level 4, this is where you're going to start to struggle with light versus dark. This is where you're going to go and learn about the law of attraction. Go and learn about universal laws. You're going to really dive into the spiritual aspects of manifestation, and that's where you're going to start to see God, right? Now, of course, different religions have different interpretations. I'm talking about God from a more spiritual sense, not from a religious sense. So if you can try to detach those meanings for the purposes of this video to help you. But this is where you start to understand spirituality, but it's still something outside of yourself. You don't see God as being in you quite yet. You see God as being outside of you. You see the devil as being outside of you. You haven't understood the frequency of things, and right now you're still in fear, right? It's still easy for you to be triggered. It's still easy for you to feel scared about things, right? This is where most people will have spiritual psychosis. Spiritual psychosis is basically where you fall down the rabbit hole of looking into demonic things, negative energy, positive energy. This is where a lot of people will turn to religion because they're scared, right? Not because it's aligned for them, but because they learn about spirituality, they learn about energy, and instead of feeling empowered, they feel fearful. So they're going to turn to religion because a lot of religions will try to tell you that they're going to protect you if you pray and if you follow their rules and if you come to their establishments, you'll be protected from the devil, right? That's usually like the marketing tactics of the big religions. So again, there's nothing wrong with religions, but if you're going to it from a place of fear, it's only gonna hold you back, right? You need to be a part of groups that empower you. You need to be in energies that empower you. If you are anywhere where you feel like the power is not within you, then it's probably not leading you to your highest self. Or it's there to teach you a lesson, right? To scare you so much that then you hit that rock bottom of spiritual psychosis, of spiritual fear, to then when you realize, okay, the power is within me. So when I was going through this, I started becoming really frightened about things. I was literally scared to sleep in the dark. Like, I was scared of the darkness because I was like, oh my God, all of this demonic practices, all of these like things that people do, that it just was so scary. Like, I was looking into like all of these conspiracies, and I just became so scared, and I felt like, oh my gosh, like I have to be protected somehow. Like, how do I protect myself? Like, I don't want to be chased by the devil. I don't want to be chased by these demons. I want to live happy. I want to be safe. And so I had to kind of work through this fear and allow myself to be so scared until I hit a breaking point of being so scared that I realized, you know what, fine. If the demon's gonna come and get me, then come and get me, girl. I'm here. What are you gonna do? This is where you start to befriend your demons almost. This is where you start to do what people like to call shadow work, which means that you're basically looking at the darker parts of yourself, you know, the darker impulses you have, the dark desires you have, the dark thoughts that you have, and you're starting to integrate that with yourself. You're no longer being ashamed of the darkness and scared of the darkness. You are integrating that within yourself and learning to love every aspect of yourself. So this is where you start to understand that you need to see the good in others. You can't judge others. You can't take the power outside of yourself. This is where you realize that the answers are actually within you. This is where you start to see things as they are, and you're not necessarily being scared by programming or being scared by societal beliefs that don't benefit you. And of course, once you overcome that fear of the darkness, that fear of everything that's not butterflies and rainbows and sunshine, when you start to understand that, okay, everything is energy. We have free will. Just as much as God is within me, so is the devil. Just as much as I have the ability to do good things, I also have the ability to be evil. That is in me too. And it is an active choice that I get to make for myself what I want to do with that energy, right? You can integrate that energy, you can transmute that energy, which basically means turning something negative into something positive, right? A lot of artists do this. A lot of artists take those negative emotions and those negative thoughts and they create art with it that helps lots of people, or even if it's just for themselves, right? So this is where it's going to be great for you to find a creative outlet. Find a way for you to turn these negative beliefs into something that benefits you, right? Because none of us want to think that we're just being evil, right? But guess what? We all have evil thoughts. We all have evil impulses, okay? So it's about integrating that into something that benefits us and benefits the world. That's when you move on to level five. So level five goes beyond energy. This is the point where you realize that your identity creates your reality. This is where you're not really concerned with saying affirmations all the time. You're not concerned with judging people. You're not concerned with having positive emotions all the time. You're not concerned with doing all the right things all the time. You're not concerned with like the day-to-day stuff anymore. You understand that your energy and your emotions is a side effect of your identity. So you start to realize that you can create your reality through being who you want to be. This is where you start to really dive deep into your true soul's desires and what you actually want for your life and who you actually want to be. This is identity shifting at the highest level. This is where self-concept work comes in, right? This is where becoming someone different changes your reality. So again, a lot of people will try to go into this step without going through the process of mastering discipline, mastering emotional discipline, mastering their spirituality. And then if they just go right into the self-concept work, it can work. Don't get me wrong, this advice can help you. Even if you do skip steps, any step can help you benefit your life in some way. But the problem is you're not going to get the fullest outcome from this step if you skip discipline, emotional discipline, mental mastery, spiritual discipline. If you skip those steps and you just go to the self-concept work and you have no discipline whatsoever, you don't know how to control your emotions, then you can affirm whatever identity you want. You can choose whatever identity you want, but you're not going to know how to actually embody that identity. Because when it comes to your day-to-day life, you're still going to be falling back into the old identity of having no discipline, right? Discipline is a muscle. Physical discipline, emotional discipline, spiritual discipline. That's a muscle that you have to build. And so if you just do self-concept work, it can still work for you, right? You're just going to be working backwards, which is fine. You can do that. Just be aware of it. Because as long as you're aware of the steps, then you're going to know what your weaknesses are. You're going to know, okay, this is the identity I'm affirming. That I'm happy, healthy, and wealthy, and I have the best relationships, and everything always works out for me, and I get paid to exist, right? You're going to know, okay, well, I haven't mastered physical discipline. So I'm saying I'm happy, healthy, and wealthy, but I don't eat well, and I don't work out. So you can continue to affirm that self-concept that you love working out and you are so healthy and you treat yourself with respect and you have discipline and you have the best life, and that can affect your discipline, and then through that you have to build your discipline, right? So you're still going to do the step. You may think, okay, I'm skipping these steps, I'm just going to go straight to self-concept work because that's the ultimate cheat code. It is, but it's going to take you back to the steps anyways. So you might as well just go through the steps in order and build that foundation, so that way when you do get to level five and when you are doing self-concept work, it's going to be so much easier because you've already mastered every type of discipline you need to master to get up into this point, right? So this is where your actions don't matter, your emotions don't matter, your spirituality doesn't matter, because your identity is what creates your reality. You've already mastered those forms of discipline, so it's no longer an issue for you. You're able to just shift your being and manifest completely new realities based off who you're being. This is where you start to unlock real faith. where you truly are manifesting what you want. This is where people will start to call you delusional, because you set your intentions, you know what you want, you don't settle for less, you don't care how unrealistic it is, you've already mastered the levels and you're changing your identity, and you know that that's going to get you where you want to be. So this is where the delusional manifesting comes in. This is where your light and dark side are completely integrated into you. You know who you are, you know what your weaknesses are, you know what your strengths are, and you know how to handle it, and you know how to change your identity. This is truly the level where you're like breaking the matrix. You're no longer playing by the rules of the game. You are now the game. You are now the rule maker. You are now the game maker. You no longer are participating in someone else's game. You create your own game that you get to play in however you want. So this is where you can start to really play around with your beliefs, because this is where you can literally believe whatever you want and things are going to work out for you according to your beliefs, right? And so that's when you move on to level 6, which is the final level that I have written down. It is God mode. This is where you are completely unbothered. You don't judge things or people. You are living in flow. Things are aligning perfectly for you at every step of the way. You pretty much don't even have to check the clock. Like, time is non-linear for you at this point. You're gonna do activities as they come up. You're gonna have natural desires at the right perfect moment. You're gonna take actions at the right perfect moment. Your life is not going to feel like hard work. Your life is not going to feel like you're in this journey of self-improvement. This is where, like, you finally are just being. You've embodied all of the work. You've done all of the work. This is where, like, you're in complete and utter flow in your life. You are highly favored. You are extremely blessed and extremely lucky. This is where, like, you're gonna have so much energy. Like, you'll literally never feel drained. People will never be able to steal your energy. You will never be affected by the news or by other people. You will never be affected by any external validation. You validate yourself. You are the creator of your own reality, and things are just happening in perfect alignment for you. You feel peaceful, you feel calm, you feel love, you feel like you are love. Now at this point, your presence and your energy uplifts others. Now you are helping the world become a better place just by simply being in your frequency. This is where you're truly and deeply happy and fulfilled. Now I want to tell you, I have been in this mode. I'm not in this mode 100% of the time. I will go back to level 0 sometimes, right? You can be at different levels in different aspects of your life. So maybe in your career, you're at a level 0. But in relationships, you're at a level 3. But in your self-confidence and your daily, day-to-day life, maybe you're at a level 2. Right? Different areas can have different levels. You can go back and forth. You can go one step forward, two steps backward. Then you can go one step forward, one step backward, and then three steps forward, right? You can move from level 0 to level 6 in 2 seconds. There are no rules. This is just the way that I'm explaining it to you, so you can visually see it and understand it, so you can recognize where you're currently at and how you can move on to the next level and how you can move through the levels even faster, right? Because if you don't know where you're at, you don't know where you're going. But if you know where the end goal is, it's gonna be a lot easier for you to just move right through it and breeze right through it. Because you don't have to endure the issues from each level, because you already understand it and you're already applying it at quantum speed. You're already applying it at the speed of your thoughts, right? You're moving faster than the speed of light. You're moving at the speed of thought. You're literally leveling up just by using your thoughts and just by using your imagination and using your energy. You are not in a rush. Okay, everything is aligning perfectly for you. And usually when you're moving from each level, you have to hit the rock bottom of each level before you realize you need to get to the next level, right? But since you understand all the levels, you may not need to go that low. You may not need to hit your rock bottom because you already understand the teachings and the learnings from each level. So let me know in the comments if this made sense to you, and let me know if you have any questions for any videos in the future. Love you. Bye. Mwah.